And now, with more of what it says in the papers, here's John S. Doyle.
Russia and the United States have their eye on you, to judge from the lead stories in the Irish Independent and Irish Times. The Independent reports that moves by the Trump administration in the US to demand that travellers hand over 5 years of social media history have been described by the Labour Party as a massive overreach that could threaten relations with the US. The Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly said of the American proposal that using one's social media history as a determining factor in entering the land of the free is a paradox. The Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews said that even the worst authoritarian states in the world do not have such an official policy. And the paper says there are also fears for the impact on Irish businesses and on fans travelling to the World Cup next year. At least the trade in butter is not affected so far. The Irish Farmers Journal reports that Kerry Dairy Ireland chartered an aeroplane a fortnight ago to ship an emergency cargo of its spreadable butter to the US after stocks of the product at the retail giant Costco ran low. As for Russia, earlier this week, the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, accused that country of orchestrating an incident in which 5 unidentified drones were spotted in Dublin Bay by an Irish naval ship on the 1st of December, close to the flight path of the aircraft of Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, who was in Dublin on a state visit. The Times reports that images taken by a European Union satellite last week, shortly before the sighting of the drones, show the nearby presence of what it calls a dark vessel, which appeared to be trying to hide its location. The paper quotes a study compiled by the Institute of International and European Affairs and Deloitte, which warns that Ireland's security environment is at its most complex, most challenging and most dangerous point in recent history. And it's not just Russia. The Irish Examiner points out that China and India are also mentioned in the IIEA report, which says that the Irish tech sector cited attempts by intelligence services from China, India and Russia to place operatives in their organisations. For its lead story, the Examiner reports that a member of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party informed Deputy Leader Jack Chambers that Jim Gavin might have had an issue with a former tenant, hours before Mr. Gavin was chosen as the party's candidate in the presidential election. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun lead with the CCTV footage released by the Garda Síochána, showing images of the firebomb attack in Edenderry at the weekend, which saw a young boy and his grandaunt killed. The Sun headline paraphrases the appeal by a chief superintendent to any person with information: give up Tadhg and Mary's killers. The Irish Daily Mail's main story is the Oireachtas Committee, which heard yesterday that an average of €1.3 million worth of wind energy has been wasted every day since the start of 2025. This is because producers are instructed by Air Grid to switch off production when levels are higher than the grid can handle. The head of one company suggested to the Energy Committee that instead of wasting the energy, why don't we have a social tariff? He said that at times of waste in the system, say between 11 p.m. and 8 a.m, if you use your electricity, the tariff could be zero. The Irish News reports from the north that the PSNI found a Heckler and Koch submachine gun, 27 other weapons and 25,000 rounds of ammunition during searches linked to the theft of equipment from a police training centre. The Independent has a report on the book which the former French President Nicolas Sarkozy produced very swiftly following his release from prison, where he was held after being found guilty of criminal association in financing his winning 2007 campaign with funds from Libya. Mr. Sarkozy said that the most inhumane violence had been a daily reality in prison. Known for his tough rhetoric on punishing criminals, the Independent says, he promised himself that upon my release, my comments would be more elaborate and nuanced than what I had previously expressed on all these topics.
Thanks, John. Now, coming up, that warning about Ireland's security gaps.